Since his election 3 months ago, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has declined to meet with Yasser Arafat, the president of the Palestinian Authority. Netanyahu has delegated the job to aides and other ministers, treating the Palestinian leader more as adversary than as partner in peace. Then, yesterday, a strange twist to the story of Israel and Arafat. The president of Israel, Ezer Weitzman, a former Air Force commander and cabinet minister, now the ceremonial head of state, announced that he has invited Arafat to meet him at his home. Arafat had written to Weitzman, exasperated by Netanyahu's shunning of him. By extending the invitation to the Palestinian leader, Weitzman sent a message to the new Israeli prime minister. Political writer Lily Galili of the Israeli newspaper Haaretz says that Weitzman also, characteristically, stretched the vague role of the Israeli presidency.
The role of the current president is to be the enfant terrible of Israeli politics. He has been known for years for interfering in Israeli politics. That's nothing new. But the only difference is that when it was Labour government, he always did it from the right. Now, for the first time under the Likud government, he did it from the left.
During the Labour government, at one point after the bombings in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, President Weizmann said he thought that perhaps the Labour government was moving too quickly in its dealings with the Palestinians.
He said it several times on several occasions, and he made Prime Minister Rabin furious, and so everybody else in the left. And for a certain period of time, he became the darling of the right wing in Israel. There was a demonstration, I don't know if you remember, after the bombings, Ariel Sharon, who is now the Minister of Infrastructure, went on a hunger strike opposite Prime Minister's office in Jerusalem. And the slogan they used was a quote from the president saying, "Freeze the peace talks, stop and think." And then I asked Ariel Sharon then, "Why are you quoting the president?" He said, you know, he was so accurate in defining the public mood that we used his quote.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that Likud is in power, and now that President Ezer Weitzman has made them confront the issue of meeting with Yasser Arafat, do you think that he does have a sense of where Israeli public opinion is?
Oh, yes, absolutely so. I mean, he likes to define himself as the seismograph of Israeli public opinion, and in a way, he really became a vox populi.
What does it do to the standing of Prime Minister Netanyahu, the youngest prime minister ever, the one born after the state was established, the new generation of Israeli leader, to be really forced to move by Ezer Weitzman, old established former Air Force general, member of the political establishment, his senior by many years? Does it suggest that somebody is telling him to behave?
In a way, it was interpreted as such a warning, yes. But, you know, it has to do with Netanyahu's personality, I think, more than with his politics. Because now he's being put in a strange position. If he goes now and meets with Arafat, people will say, yes, he gave in to pressure, and that's the one thing that he doesn't like to hear about himself. So in a way, what they are insinuating now is, and I'm not sure that that is correct, but that's the way that's the insinuation, he was ready to meet with Arafat, but after what Weizmann did to him, now he will have to postpone it, so people won't think that he gave in to pressure. But anyway, he can play it now on both levels. If he wants to go and meet with him, he will say, okay, here I am, I'm doing it. If he doesn't want to, he will say, I'm not acting under pressure, so I postpone it.
Should, when Americans hear about all this and read about it, should they infer that President Weizmann understands that a majority of Israelis think it is in Israel's interest for Netanyahu to meet with Arafat?
Absolutely so. I mean, he thinks that that's what majority of Israelis want. He wouldn't do it otherwise. We don't always like what he does, but in a way, he really understands public opinion.
Well, Lily Galili, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Lily Galili is a writer for the daily newspaper Haaretz. She spoke to us from Jerusalem.